Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Zaid dictating medical report session. First name is Rosa Linda, R-O-S-A-L-I-N-D-A, last name Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A. Date of birth is 02-17-1961. Peer examination date is 12-6-2022. Peer next line. Chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of left shoulder pain. Peer next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she had noticed pain in the left shoulder a month ago, and after that it was on and off. The patient had the injury many years ago. Period. Patient described the pain level as 6 or 7 out of 10, and it is a relief after resting. Period. Patient has used over-the-counter medication without much relief. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon. Patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, urinary, a bowel incontinence on maxillary or capsule. Period. Next line. Objective colon heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmur. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Next line. Lower extremities are unremarkable. Next line. Left shoulder examination reveals tenderness of the rotator cuff anteriorly and range of movement is limited. Hand grips are bilaterally equal. Next patient. Same patient, Rosalinda, last name Reyna, R-E-A. Correction, R-E-Y-N-A. Date of birth is 02-17-1961. Peer examination date is 10-13-2022. Peer next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with the chief complaint of fatigue, comma, left shoulder pain, comma, rashes on around the lips and neck pain. Peer next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that lately she has been feeling fatigued and tired, even though she goes for exercise every day. And this was happening for past 2 or 3 months and was progressively getting worse. The patient's COVID test was negative. Period. Next line. The patient has left shoulder pain on and off, and it is worse upon exertion. Patient has an old injury. Period. Right now, the pain in the left shoulder is 5, and it is relieved after resting. Period. Next line. The patient has erythematous rashes on and off due to herpes, chronic herpes simplex, and sometimes it flares up. Patient does have a burning sensation now. Peter, next line. Patient complain of neck pain, mostly on the right side, and it sometimes radiates to the right shoulder. Pain is worse upon exertion, and she hasn't done any stretching for the last few days. Period. Pain level is 4 or 5. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon. Patient denied dizziness, comma, headache, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, vocal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Period. Next line. Objective colon. The correction past medical history is significant for vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D supplement 5,000 units every day. Period. Next time, patient has a history of chronic rhinitis, and she is on fluticasone nasal spray 1 month each nostril once a day. Period. Next time, patient has history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine 100 micrograms once a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a lumbar disc disease, and sometimes takes hydrocodone 10/3, 25 milligram, one tablet as needed. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on omeprazole 40 milligram once a day along with bland diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on pramustatin 20 milligram once a day along with low-fat diet. Period. Next time, patient has a history of atrial fibrillation and venous thrombosis, and she is on warfarin 5 milligram, 2 tablets on Friday, and 2 milligram 6 days a week. Experts ask for the cardiologist. Period. Next line. colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or liver enlargement. Here, next line. HEENT examination. There are no rashes on the lips. It improved after she took a correction. There are two or three erythematous rash on the lower part of the lower lip. There is no pus formation. Here, next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Here, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Here, next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Here, next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Here, next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness of the soft tissues of the cervical spine on the right side. Range of movement is slightly painful. Here, next line. Left shoulder examination reveals the tenderness of the rotator cuff and range of movement is limited. However, tips are bilaterally equal. The patient is able to do the activities of daily living. Please. Rosalina Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A. Date of birth is 02-17-1961. Peer examination date is 07-18-2022. Peer next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today. High INR blood test and history of deep venous thrombosis. Here, next line. Subject to colon patient had PD INR test done by a cardiologist and her the INR test was more than 3.5. And patient stated that she does not have any bleeding episodes at this time. The patient advised to hold Coumadin and to call the cardiologist as responsible, period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Nasal bleed, comma. Chest pain, comma. Shortness of breath, comma. Skin bleeding, comma. Neck swelling or calf swelling or tremors, period. Next line, objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmurs. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft, without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line, extremities are unremarkable. The next line, skin is healthy without any ecchymosis. Period. Next patient, same patient, Rosalina Reyna. Date of birth is 02-17-1961. Period examination date is 5-10-2022. Period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with chief complaint of sinus headache, comma, heartburn, comma, left shoulder pain and cough. Period next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she noticed sinus headache for the past 7 to 8 days and started with mild cough. The patient then had a COVID test which was unremarkable and after that she took over the counter medication without much relief. Patient also had low grade fever. To the next line, patient complained of heartburn and she had a history of gastritis. Patient also had spicy food a few days ago and there was no change in the bowel habits or stool color. Period. Next line. Patient complained of left shoulder pain and the pain is worse than usual and the pain level is 6 or 7. The patient had a chronic injury in the shoulder. However, she's requesting x-ray of the shoulder, period. Next line, patient has a mild cough, which has improved significantly in the last 24 hours. And there's no exposure to other infections or allergies, period. Next line, review on system, colon, patient denied. Double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, ear discharge, comma. chest pain, comma. The shortness of breath, comma. Nausea, comma. Vomiting, comma. Change in the bowel habits, the stool color, comma. Urinary or bowel incontinence, comma. Leg swelling or calf swelling, comma. Tremors, comma. Focal weakness, upper lower bowel or extremities. We are next line. Past medical history. It's significant for herpes simplex on the lips. And she is on acyclovir 200 milligrams. One tablet 3 times a day as needed. We are next line. She has a history of hypothyroidism and she is on levothyroxine 100 micrograms once a day. Period. Next line, patient has a history of insomnia and she is on melatonin 5 milligrams once at the bedtime as needed. Period. Next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on pravastatin 20 milligrams once a day along with low fat diet. Period. Next line, patient has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and deep venous thrombosis and she is on warfarin 2 milligrams every day except Friday and 5 milligrams only on Friday as per cardiologist. Period. Next line. Social history patient lives with her grandkids and she never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit abuse. Period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination reveals sinus type headache and tympanic membranes are unremarkable. Period. Next line. Like it's supple without any thyroid enlargement or nephron enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal first and second heart sounds without any cardiac murmur. Your next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Your next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Your next line, neurological examination is intact without any focal deficit. Period. Next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness of the left shoulder joint and range of movement is limited due to pain. Hand grips are bilaterally equal. Period. Next patient. Same patient, Rosalinda Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A, last name is date of, correction date of birth is 02-17-1961, period examination date is 04-05-2022, period. Next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today with a chief complaint of herpetic lesions on the lips, comma, skin rashes on the arms and legs, comma, follow up after CBC and diarrhea. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient stated that she has noticed the flare up of herpes simplex on the lips and she has run out of acyclovir medication. Period. Patient gets episodes whenever she is under stress. It's usually once a month or every other month period. Next line, patient also complain of rashes on the upper extremities and lower extremities. And this happens usually in this weather. And she has used steroid cream in the past with good relief. Period. Next line. Patient had a blood test done to the emergency room a month ago and her white blood cells were low. Patient is going to have a repeat of CBC during her physical examination. Period. Next line. Patient has diarrhea on and off for past 2 weeks. And she was traveling at that time, but now the diarrhea is less, and since today she has no more diarrhea and there was no blood in the stool. Patient has a similar episode in the past. See the next slide. Review of system colon. Patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, exposure to infection for allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Here, next line. Past medical history is significant for anxiety disorder and she is on alprazolam 0.25 milligram once a day as needed. Your next line patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is only worth thyroxine 100 microgram once a day. Your next line patient has a history of chronic atrial fibrillation and deep enough thrombosis, and she is on warfarin 2 milligram once a day for 6 days a week, and one day a week, the dose is 5 milligram, and she is ordered by the cardiologist. Your next line, obstructive colon. HEET examination reveals a few vesicular rashes, lower part of the lip consistent with the herpes simplex, but there are no lymph node enlargement and there are no discharge. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmurs. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any lesions. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Pulses are active. There is no distance from the abdomen. Period. Next line. Extremities has no capital and has already a tremor. Clear. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. The skin examination of the arms and legs shows the rashes consistent with the seasonal allergies, but there are no open wounds or signs of cellulitis. Period. Same patient, Rosalina Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A, date of birth is 02-17-1961. Period examination date is 03-25-2022. Period next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today with a chief complaint of a choking sensation upon taking liquids, comma, tremors of the arms, comma, loss of sleep, and weight gain. Period next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that past 4 to 5 days, she has a choking sensation, she drinks liquids, and she has no problems with the solid food. She had no cough or fever, and there is no stridor. Period. Patient never had such symptoms in the past. Period. Next line. Patient also has fine tremors of the upper extremities, and it's been on and off for past 1 year. And it happens when she is under stress. Period. Next line. Patient has loss of sleep, also due to stress. And she has used melatonin in the past with good relief. Period. Next line. Patient also stated that she has gained weight. And she gains weight under stress. And she is advised on low carb, healthy diet. Period. Next line. Obstructive colon. Review of system colon, patient denied. Dizziness, comma, headache, comma, debilitation, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, fatigue. Period. Next line. That's medical history is significant for thyroid cancer treated 1982. Since the patient has hypothyroidism and she is only worth thyroxine 100 micrograms once a day. Period. Next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on brevastatin 20 milligrams once a day along with low fat diet. The next line patient has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and deep venous thrombosis, and she is on warfarin 2 milligrams once a day for 6 days of a week and 5 milligrams one day a week as per the cardiologist. Period. Next line. HEET examination is unremarkable without any pharyngeal abnormality. And neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. There is no stridor. The next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Pure next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Pure next line. Abdomen is soft without tenderness. The bowels are active. Pure next line. Extremities have okay of tenderness or pure edema. Is it fine tremors of the upper extremities? Pure next line. Neurological examination is intact in patients ambulatory without any assistance. Pure next line. Psychologically, patient appears mildly stressed. Otherwise, normal affect period. Next line, had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan. And all her questions are answered to her satisfaction. She verbalized full understanding period. End of dictation.